Well, we'll look at high density housing as we move towards 6 o'clock this morning. But first, slightly different angle. Do you live or do you work in a tall building? And are there times when you feel tired, nauseous, or even panicky? Well, it might be the building rather than you. Recent research conducted in Wellington has shown that its strong winds can make people feel physically unwell and psychologically distressed. Alex Pavick is a professor of vibration engineering at the University of Exeter. Hello to you, Professor.
Good morning.
So tell me, how does this work? Tall buildings make people feel unwell, really?
Yes, indeed. Recent study from Wellington, New Zealand, demonstrated that some people under some circumstances in some buildings are actually demonstrating effects of something which is called sopite syndrome, which is an overlooked condition caused by long duration exposure to low acceleration, low frequency motion that produces sort of sedative-like symptoms like, including sleepiness, difficulty concentrating, decreased motivation, low mood.
Right. Okay. And so this is caused by, obviously, Wellington, quite a windy city, and those buildings move slightly, not necessarily that you would notice, I would think.
Well, indeed. I mean, it's quite interesting the way how buildings move. They can move quite a lot when winds are strong. There are tall buildings move half a meter to a meter one side, and then they move half a meter to a meter the other side. However, that motion happens very slowly. It takes between, let's say, 8 and 20 seconds in a really tall building, for that, whole motion to occur. So very often you actually even don't feel that motion. But what this recent study actually found is that even sub-perceptible levels of horizontal motion can cause the sopite syndrome. And this is precisely why we got recently a grant from the UK government to actually build a virtual reality-based simulators to simulate building motion both horizontally and vertically. Because, here in the UK, London plans to do more than 400 buildings in the next, 15 to 20 years, 400 tall buildings, about 50 meters, in height. So it is, we need to get to the bottom of this issue.
Right. So it's called sopite syndrome. So in essence, is it in essence the onset or the early onset of motion sickness?
That is correct. It is an early onset of motion sickness, we believe that actually the environment in which that happens is absolutely crucial to maybe even alleviate the issues. So, for example, if you are standing up relatively, frequently. If your space is lit or not, if you are working in a busy and noisy environment as opposed to quiet, what's your body posture, what you are actually doing, actually does affect the onset of that syndrome. And this is precisely what we want to investigate in our motion simulators.
Right, so you're making test simulators to put, it makes me feel ill just thinking about it. And what you will do, sort of small vibrations in those simulators to
Yes. Right. I mean, in the simulator, you will be able to actually really feel like, you are in a high-rise building, in various types of environments, we will have full ability to sort of track your body motion and your physiological, parameters like, heartbeat and sweating. And all of those will actually help us understand what's going on.
So I'm thinking if you are someone who's susceptible to motion sickness and you live in a city that's windy, you shouldn't live in a high-rise apartment. Is that right?
Well, I mean, as I said, it doesn't happen always, and it does depend on circumstances. We just don't have sufficient level of information at the moment to sort of make, such decisions, yes or no. It's a lot of shades of grey, I would say, rather than black and white.
All right. Alex Pavick, Professor of Vibration Engineering at the University of Exeter. Thank you.